Hello and welcome, Louise. It's lovely to
Hello.
be with us.
Hello, can you hear me okay?
Very well indeed. Thank you.
Wonderful.
Thank you for joining us this evening to do the talk. For everybody who's joining us now and will be joining us in the next few minutes to the start of the talk, Louise Richmond is by profession an IT not consultant, I had it in my head just now, an IT project manager and a very successful one at that. When she's not busy at work and with her family, what she does is oversee and be part of a very small but very powerful team of people who do a number of sessions, talks, and courses in Clapham, in Streatham, and in Greenwich. And she's been doing that since the 1990s. So we're very fortunate that we've been able to grab her in between all of her other busy schedules. So Louise, welcome, and we look forward to hearing you speak.
Thank you, Artie, and thank you, Karen, for that lovely meditation, a really apt way to lead us into this interesting topic, an interesting topic for interesting times, actually, the times in which we find ourselves. So, silver linings, finding silver linings in almost anything. It's very interesting where we find ourselves. We're at the beginning of the second half of the year, and I don't know about you, but when we were bringing in or singing in the new year, I never would have foreseen, I never would have thought, and maybe many of you as well would never have foreseen that we would be here in June, going through experiencing such, I guess the word that's being used is unprecedented times, unforeseen, whether it's family, country, or globally as a global family, what we've been going through. So yes, and our experiences through these times, I guess, are telling and also insightful. I'm sure, we're all aware, we would have heard or seen that the pandemic, the result of that has meant that we've seen acts of kindness. It's brought out different things in different people. We've seen, we've heard people looking out for each other, looking out for neighbors, just being aware of others. And we've also seen the other side as well. Of course, we've had to stay at home. The term now is coined lockdown. We've been in lockdown for 2 months. There was the issue with some stockpiling. There's been the issue of isolation, being at home, and all the consequences that that has resulted in. And that's been publicized loud and wide. So we're all aware of that. So here we find ourselves at the beginning of July, having gone through all of that, on the cusp of being able to regain or to experience what we are calling the new normal. And so the big question is, well, actually, what's the silver lining in all of this? This is a huge situation. Actually, well, how did I handle it? How did I manage myself through this situation? What did it reveal about me, actually? And if I had to do it again, what would I do differently? And so this was a very interesting, and maybe some of you have sat back, done some reflection maybe on this. Okay, so yes, they were saying that actually just looking to see where we are over the past couple of weeks and just, I guess, reflecting, how did I find this time? How did I find being indoors for that period of time for 27 hours in those 24, sorry, in the 24/7 rather, in 24/7 with those who are close to me, with those that I live with. Some people struggled with that. It's quite interesting because in a working environment or just generally, you know, we say that, you know, actually I don't have enough time. There is so much that I have to do, you know, because of work, I don't know, because of commuting, etc. There isn't enough time. You know, I'd like to be at home. I'd like to be indoors a lot more. There's lots of things I'd like to do. And so, woe and behold, here we are from March until June, we were indoors. And this situation has brought up a lot of things. And from personal experience, for example, with people that I work with, and I could see that actually, even though there is the opportunity to be at home, there was a little bit of discomfort of actually, now actually I've got to be still. I've got to stop. I've got to be with myself. And for some people, that's a little bit uncomfortable for them. And so this situation is an apt situation for me to begin to look at, well, actually, what's the silver lining in here? What's the positive in here? And yes, the title has come from that the saying, I'm sure we all know, that every cloud has a silver lining. And so clouds referring to the challenges, the obstacles, maybe even the setbacks, the situations, the circumstances, the problems that we have to face. And in the here and now, many people are facing many personal challenges. So if it's not the impact of the isolation, and you know, the mental health we've heard, maybe the increase in abuse that we've heard, there's been lots of things that have come up as a result of this time. It's brought up a lot of fear, it's brought up a lot of anxiety, it's brought up a lot of uncertainty, and of course uncertainty about the future, the impact, maybe loss of employment, loss of income, etc., etc. So a lot of things that people are managing. But actually, even before the pandemic, to be fair, people were managing a lot of issues. So those clouds, those challenges, those situations, those problems that I face, actually, how is it possible? What do I need to do to enable me to find the silver lining, actually? And when I find myself in situations, when I find myself in challenges and difficulties, what is my strategy for managing that? Do I have a strategy? Do I have a way of managing situations? Do I, for example, perhaps I'm the kind of person that goes from, corner to corner in a situation. So by that, I mean, I bounce from one corner of a situation to another. I don't know, as though I'm in a boxing ring, and then I just hope that all turns out well. That means I just go with the flow of that issue. Wherever it takes me, I follow. Is that how I manage situations? Do I perhaps permit myself just to be thrown from one direction to another direction by the storm of a situation? Because maybe there isn't a sail in my boat on the ocean of life. And so the storms, the waves, the wind come and take me, those situations take me. And I find myself at the mercy of situations and circumstances. So the question is, how do I manage situations? What is my strategy? And do I have one? How do I manage challenges that are facing us? And the epidemic was a challenge that we call a challenge of suddenly. Suddenly it was here, unexpected, out of the blue. And life brings those tests to us. They are suddenly tests, unexpected, unforeseen. And I'm sure we would all appreciate that tests and challenges and situations are part of the circle of life in which we find ourselves now. And so situations will come, and so that's a given. But the question is, when the situation comes, how am I going to manage it? And one of the strategies, one of the approaches that is very helpful is actually to look for the silver lining. And in fact, I think I'll invite us not even to call it a silver lining, but let's look for a golden lining. Let's look for a diamond lining in situations. Let's not even just look for the silver, let's look for the best. And in order for me really to do that, I need to have an attitude of looking for the positive, the lining, which is the positive, an attitude to do that. So the lining in the saying is because the positive, the good, the beneficial outcome is not always easy to spot, is not always easy to see. And actually, if I don't have an attitude of looking for the positive, an attitude of looking for the good, then it's going to become very difficult for me to see it, for me to focus on it, and for me to use it. But instead, what's very obvious is really what's not working. What's very obvious is the actual tension, the stress, the problem, the people, the circumstances, the personalities, the expectations, the worry, the tension, the fear, the anxiety, and the list goes on and on. And that's what's evident, and that's what's central, and that's what's, if you like, actually in my face, as they say, at the moment. And that's what I react to, and that's what I respond to. But that is not the only way. And this is one of the beautiful things that meditation teaches us. And maybe some of you use meditation in your life. Maybe for some of you, you maybe never have had done that before and have had a taster of that at the start of this session. But meditation, particularly Raj Yoga meditation, which is an ancient art of yoga, and it's based on an ancient wisdom. And this is something that I've been practicing personally in my life for some time. And what I've learned from that, and what I appreciate from that, is that it teaches me the benefit, the essentialness, if you like, if there's such a word, of being positive. Actually, it teaches me the power of positivity. So why should I even look for aligning? You know, why should I seek or focus in a situation where maybe so much is going wrong, so much is not going the way I expected it to, I planned it to, I wanted it to? Maybe situations where I feel I can't cope or I can't handle. Why should I begin to seek the positive? Why should I begin to seek the goodness? And one of the benefits, or one of the realizations, is that it's really beneficial for me to begin to develop a tendency to see what is good and what is positive. So there are both there in life, that which is not good, that which is good, that which is peaceful, that which is sorrowful or peaceless, that which is happy, that which is sad. And we, as living beings, as individuals, we have a choice. And the choice is, what do I choose to focus on? What do I choose to look at? But it's not about being naive. I'm not negating that I have a real life problem. I have real life needs and situations and circumstances and real life setbacks. Absolutely not. So we're not negating and we're not denying. It's very much there. I very much have to deal with it. But the question is how? So the first suggestion, the invitation, is to choose the route that involves positivity and goodness. So I'm actually now going to start creating something. And what I'm creating is a vision. I'm creating a tendency and a habit that when a challenge comes my way, and they will come, and they will continue to come, one of the toolkits that I'm going to pull out, or one of the tools I'm going to pull out of my toolkit, is to approach this problem with a positive perspective. Because there is one spiritual law that I'd like to share with you, and that spiritual law is, where my attention goes, energy flows, and where energy flows, life grows. So that is, where my attention goes, energy flows. And where energy flows, life grows. So in essence, wherever I focus, wherever I put my attention, that is where I'm putting life there. And for some of you, this may not be new. For some of you, it might be. And this is teaching us to be aware of where I put my focus and my attention. And so choosing to use my thought energy and to change it from negative to positive, from high to low, from up to down, because our thoughts affect our feelings. And in the depths of a challenge, in the depths of a situation, I can choose to use my thoughts, my time, my energy to contemplate, to examine, to analyze everything that's going wrong. And when we do that, why did this happen? It shouldn't have happened like that. Why did he say that? Why didn't she say this? Why? And then the what? And then the when, and then the how. And I'm sure we've all found ourselves in these situations. The more I think about it in that way, the more I question it, the more I try to pull it apart, it brings the feelings of heaviness, it brings the feelings of confusion, it brings a feelings of being tied, being bounded. It's almost as though I'm in chains, because my thoughts, my feelings, my energy is being used in this situation in this way. And so if I use my thoughts, and if I use my my inner eye, actually, I use my my thoughts, my feelings, and I see the situation in a positive way, then as is my vision, so is my world. And that's another awareness to be aware of. And again, this may not be unfamiliar to some of you, that as is my vision, so is my world. And so we have much more control over our inner world than we actually may realize, because how I look at it, how I think about it, how I see it in my inner world, then that affects how I feel. There's a very strong correlation. So check this for yourself. Where your thoughts go, where your mind goes, where your inner eye goes. And when I say inner eye, that we see even if our eyes are closed. So if you close your eyes, you can still visualize the world. You can still visualize anything, the last holiday you went on, your bedroom, if you're not in your bedroom at the moment, you can see anything with your inner eye, your eye of visualization. And so in the heat of a situation, a problem, a difficulty, a challenge, how am I going to use the tools that I, the inner being, hold inside? And these are the tools of my thoughts. Every thought matters. Every thought is important. My feelings, every feeling is important. And my inner eye, what I use my inner eye to see, very essential because they determine what I feel, and my feelings determine my inner space, my inner sanctuary, my inner world. So now, how can we apply this to finding a silver lining? How can I apply this to helping me to navigate my way through a situation? Well, think of a situation that you may be experiencing at the moment. A situation that's tough, a situation for which maybe you cannot see a diamond lining, a gold lining, a silver lining. At the moment, it's not clear. At the moment, there is some confusion. Now bring that situation in front of you. Bring it in front of you, and using your inner eye of visualization, visualize that you're in a theater, and on the stage is that situation that you are facing. On the stage is that problem that you are facing, that issue, that setback, that difficulty. And so on the stage, all the characters that are involved in that situation are on the stage. The backdrop to the situation, the problem is there. The lighting is there. The sound is there. The whole scene of that problem is unfolding in front of you. But it's just that in this context, it's on a stage. The light is there, the sound is there, all the people involved in the situation is there. But the only difference is, this time, is that you are not in the scene. You are not going to be in the scene. You're going to be sitting in the theatre itself. You're going to be sitting like as though you were part of the audience. In this context, there's no one else in the theatre but you, only you, and you are watching the stage. And on the stage is this one situation that is playing out in front of you, and you have the prime seat. You're seated in the prime location, in the most expensive seat, and you're watching the scene of the situation. And as you have now, as you watch the scene, as you watch the drama, there is a realization, in fact, you've taken a step back from the situation. You've taken a scene, you've taken a healthy, rather, you've created a healthy distance between you and the scene, between you and the situation. You're not in it anymore. You're seated some distance away in a prime seat. You're just watching it. You're going to watch the problem. You're going to watch the people, watch the language, watch the feelings, watch the scene. And as you sit in that seat, you can see the theater, you can see the stage. And you can see the full scene and drama for what it really is. You can see a whole 360 degree perspective of this problem, this situation, and this challenge. And as you watch it without judgment, and you watch it without expectation. You just observe. You're just observing. And as you observe, because you have stepped back, you are now detached from the scene. You are now a detached observer from that situation. You are not at the heart of it. You are not tied to any chains. You're not tied to the outcome. You're not tied to the emotions. You're not in bondage to anyone or anything within the scene. You have stepped back from it. You've created some space. And it is as though, for the first time, you can see it for what it really is, in its full entirety. And it's as though, for the first time, you can breathe. You're looking at it. You're not in it. And so breathe. Breathe and let go as you watch it. And as you watch it, you begin can begin then to reflect and ask, actually, what is the hidden gem in this situation? What is it that I have, maybe I haven't seen before? Now that I'm sitting away from it, now that I'm just watching, observing without judgment and criticism or expectation, what is the positive aspect of this situation that I did not realize before? I just didn't see it before. I wasn't aware of it before, because before I was in the heart of the situation. What is the lesson that I can learn from here? What is the lesson that the situation is teaching me? Is there something good? Is there something positive that I hadn't noticed? Maybe I didn't notice the skill, the positive quality, the attribute of individuals in the scene. Maybe I took for granted individuals who maybe were always reliable. They were always there. They are always kind. They were always understanding. They always make themselves available. I didn't realize perhaps that maybe I could see the situation from a different way. That maybe if I added a dash of patience, maybe if I listened, maybe if I showed some appreciation or gratitude, perhaps it could work. I've stepped back. What is the lesson? And what is the opportunity? So linings, the positive, the goodness, some of them are not always obvious. Some of them are there, but when we're tied and caught up in the situation, it becomes very difficult to see it. But when I step back, then I can. Some positivity, some goodness is not always so straightforward to see straight away. Sometimes it may take days, weeks, months, or even years, and then the full positive lesson unfolds itself. And this has certainly been my example, my experience. But I know that there is positivity in all situations, because there's always a lesson that I can learn, and that lesson becomes experience, and experience is the greatest teacher. When you are experienced, no one can tell you that something isn't true, because you have experienced it. So if, for example, you may find that you can't find that gold lining, a diamond lining, then guess what? One of these ancient lessons, the lessons that we learn in this ancient art of meditation is, well, if I can't find it, then I will create it. We are creators. The situation is just a situation. The situation is just a scene. I am not the situation. I am not the scene. I am separate from that. And this is a simple but actually effective and profound realization. Many of us get caught and trapped and tied and bound in situations. It consumes our thinking and our feeling. Sometimes we can't sleep because of that. It affects our health because we are tied in it, the questions, the thoughts. But we are not the situation. And so when I create that distance, I become the observer. When I'm looking for the positive and I'm looking for the lining and it's not really completely obvious to me, then let me create it. So one, at the beginning we shared, I'm going to develop a tendency. I am going to create a habit to A, find it, find the positive, and B, also create the positive in situations. We are creators. What is it I can do in this situation to make it more positive, to put or to add positivity into it if it's not already there? You know, we like to be around positive people. Certainly, this is not the experience of many people. We don't like to be around grumpy people. We don't like to be what we call moaners. You know, individuals that are always negative. When you speak to them, the glass is always half empty. The glass is never overflowing. But if you think of someone who is cheerful, happy, just smiling, they always smile when you see them. They always have a positive word to say. They always look at the positivity. You know the saying, always look on the bright side of life. Don't worry, be happy. There are reasons why these old-time cliches are still around. Because it is helping us to create a very positive and beautiful and light and bright and airy inner space and inner world. And that is so essential at this time. Situations are external to us. People, events, circumstances, the virus, the economy, all of that's external. But what is internal, what I can never move away from, what I can never turn off, what I can never escape from is my inner world, is my inner space, my inner sanctuary. So what is my inner sanctuary like? What is my inner space like? And guess what? If I take some time, maybe in these quiet moments, these quiet weeks, I've looked, maybe I'm not comfortable with what I see. I avoid what I see inside. I avoid my thoughts. I avoid my feelings. This is a good opportunity to begin to declutter, redecorate, to clear out, to paint, to make my inner space, my inner world, somewhere where I want to be, somewhere where I'm happy to retreat into, to sit, to relax, to switch off, to be at peace, to breathe, and to let go. So, positivity is a power. Positivity is a subtle power. It's not a forceful power like negativity, but it is no less. And so, if I cannot yet have the clarity or discernment to see what is positive in a situation, let me add positivity to it. And I can do that by using what's called virtues and qualities. Firstly, I change my perspective and I see, what can I do? What can I add? What can I say? How can my attitude be such that I'm going to add something of value, of goodness, of positivity, of richness into this challenge, into this difficulty, into this setback, into this tough time that I'm going through? I'm going to be a creator. And when we set about creating such tendencies and habits, you'll find that people like to be around us. You'll find that we attract actually positivity, because on this path of self-development, on this path of spirituality, if you like, you will find that another spiritual law, which is like attracts like. When I'm positive, I attract positivity. And so let me add something positive to this situation. How can I change how I speak? How can I change my attitude? Attitude doesn't require any words. Just the vibration I give off. You know, we say we pick up someone's vibes. They haven't spoken, they haven't done anything. You sense their feeling, you sense something about them, and that is the vibrations that they're giving off. So, in a work environment, maybe with my in-laws, maybe with my family, the ones that are close to me, it may be in a work environment, it may be any type of flavor or variety of situation in which I find myself. Let me see how I can change my attitude and make it more positive as a way of managing and handling the situation in which I find myself. Let me also take the step back and watch everyone and watch myself, observe myself as though I'm watching the scene for the first time. I'm watching it for the first time without any preconceived ideas, preconceived attitude, to see how am I, or to see how I can add something positive, but also what is already positive within that situation. The people that I'm with, the people that I connect with, the deep lesson, maybe a lesson that I want, maybe not ready to learn. Maybe it's a lesson that I hadn't noticed before, but learning is great. Learning is a wonder. Learning brings experience, and I should always open the doors to experience, because next time, guess what? I am much more aware, I'm much more alert, I am prepared. So now, if we had to go through a lockdown, and those who live in Leicester as of today are going through that, there's a learning from the time before. If I have to go through it again, what would I do differently? What would I do so that the experience is much more positive for me? When I think positive, I see positive, I speak positive, I am creating that inside of my inner space. I'm creating that inside of my inner world. And that is so essential. It's so essential at this time. And so we have choice. We have lots of choices, actually. We have many approaches we can choose. And sometimes the positive choice is not always the easy one. It's not always the easy choice. But use courage. Use perseverance. Use determination as your tools to play with positivity and invite positivity into the situations that you find yourself in. You will see that you've actually got a really good way to manage the challenge, the setback, the difficulty, the obstacles, because they are part of the circle of life. They will come and they will go like the scenes in a play, in a theater. Act one comes and it goes. Act two will then come and it too will go. Act three will come and act three will go. Situations ebb and they flow. And how I choose to manage it depends on my attitude and my perspective. And the beautiful art that I personally appreciate using meditation is that it teaches me that I'm a positive being, that I am an inner being, I'm a positive being with huge potential within. And it's through silence and it's through meditation that I'm able to get to know myself at that deeper level. We know ourselves, or we think we know ourselves, and yes, we do, to a certain extent. But there is the possibility to go even deeper within ourselves and to get to know ourselves at an even more deeper, I'll use the word fundamental level, as an innate being that is pure and positive and powerful. And when I see myself, know myself, experience myself in this way, there's a huge amount of inner power that is developed. And it's that inner power that enables me to manage all the challenges, all the setbacks, all the difficulties that come my way. It is that inner power which then changes my perspective as to how I see the situation, whether it's big or small, whether it's unforeseen or unprecedented. I have the energy, I have the courage, I have the enthusiasm, I have the hope, I have the positivity to move through the situation, because I'm not the situation. I can definitely move through it. I don't even have to fight my way through it. I can fly over the situation by changing my perspective. We go on a plane, we go on holiday, we look down. The whole town, city looks so small. It's the same town, it's the same city. It's just that we're 50,000 feet up in the air. It's small, it's nothing. I've changed my perspective. And so this ancient art of meditation teaches me this, actually grounds me, firms me in who it is that I am, what it is that I'm capable of, the inner strength, the inner power that I have, and it begins to teach me how to play with qualities, how to play with virtues, how to use them as tools and skills and arts. And so it's those qualities, those positive qualities that I can then begin to use, like colour, sprinkling colour into all the situations that I face, a completely different approach. And you will see the wonder that happens when you use qualities and virtues in situations. You will see how life responds to you, and you will see how others respond to you as well. So that is just some food for thought, just some ideas that I would like to share with you, and invite you to contemplate on, reflect on, and see how you can use that in your everyday life. Where my attention goes, energy flows, and where energy flows, life grows. I am a creator, and so what will I create in a situation? What colours of positivity will I sprinkle and sparkle in situations? Let me create a healthy distance between me and all the challenges that I face. Let me see myself as a detached observer, watching all the problems detached from it, not in the midst, chained, tied, bound by it. And when I see it for what it is, completely 360 degrees, I can see the lessons, the gems, the messages, the learnings, the goodness, the potential within the situation. And then I have a choice. I have the choice to grasp that, to use it and make it grow, or I can remain caught in the negativity. So some thoughts, some ideas as time has moved on. I will come to a close here. And I think, if I remember correctly, that this is some time for reflection. Is that right?
Yes, that's right, Louise. Thank you for the if we could have your meditation, and then people can send through their questions. And we'll be asking you those questions after the meditation.
Okay, that is fine. So, wherever you may be, wherever you find yourselves at this moment, just make sure that you're sitting quietly, sitting without any distractions, and focused. Your body upright, if possible, your eyes open, if possible. And so you can focus on a point on the wall, wherever you are, and let the body relax. And so that means to let the muscles relax. Let your muscles relax. And let the mind relax. And as you sit wherever you may be, bring your attention on yourself. On you, the living being, the living, conscient being, a being of peace. And so where you are, wherever you are sitting, we're going to create now an awareness. And the awareness that we're going to create is that I am a being that is filled with peace. And so on the screen of your mind, using your eye of visualization, you're going to visualize yourself filled with calm and tranquility and serenity. And this feeling of calmness, of tranquility and serenity comes from within. Deep within us, deep within you, there is an oasis of peace. Let me get in touch with my inner peace once again. I am a peaceful being. I am a being that is calm and serene and tranquil. And allow this feelings to flow through me and to flow through the body. I let the feelings of calmness and serenity and tranquility flow through. Flow through the body. And I let go. And it's as though my mind can once again breathe. The muscle of my mind relaxes. And I keep this central awareness, even after this event, after this session, that I am a being that is filled with peace. Peace is my birthright. And so, holding that awareness, keeping that image of yourself in your inner eye, your eye of visualization, can bring our thoughts back to where you are. Om Shanti.
Thank you, Louise. We've had one question come in. It came in right at the beginning of your talk, actually. So the question was, how to have a positive attitude. And I'd like to add to that, is there one thing that you personally practice that enables you to maintain a positive attitude?
Right, okay. So how to create a positive attitude and what can we do to maintain a positive attitude? Very important questions, actually, because attitude is so central in terms it affects my behavior, it affects my interaction with others. And so what can we do to create a positive attitude? And one thing that's essential is to consciously create thoughts that I want to be reflected in my attitude. You see, our thoughts are really essential. And for so long, we have actually not realized this. We have taken it for granted. You know, we think, how many thoughts do we have in 1 minute? If you were to kind of do a stopwatch and to try to count how many thoughts we generate in 60 seconds. Variety of thoughts, different colors, different speeds of thinking, of thoughts, and all of that is like currency. All of that is wealth. All of that are treasures. Every thought is important. So if I want to create a positive attitude, I have to start off by thinking, actually no, let me take a step back. I have to start off by valuing my thoughts. Like, we wouldn't waste our money, we wouldn't burn our money, we wouldn't give our money away, but yet our thoughts are wasted. We have a lot of what's called wasteful thoughts, wasteful thinking. So start by consciously, actively creating positive, uplifting, inspiring thoughts. You can do that consciously by creating some time in the morning, create some time in the evening before you go to bed, throughout your day. You know, we have lots of time, for a couple of minutes, for a minute or two, to check my thinking. Where has my mind been? What have I been thinking about? And just add in a dash of color of happiness. Add in a dash of color of love. Add in a dash of color of peace into your thinking. Not waiting for something to happen to make me feel happy, loved, or peaceful, but we are creators. And so by creating positive thoughts, I change my attitude, because thoughts impact my feelings. My thoughts lead to my feelings. Try this out for yourself. Create a thought, see how you feel. Create a thought of that something that's negative, and then see how you feel. Thoughts lead to our feelings. Our feelings lead to our attitude. Whatever I am feeling inside, in my inner sanctuary, in my inner world, that's what I'm going to share with the world. There's no getting away from it, because whatever's inside is what will come out, and I can't hide that. I may say nothing, I may be silent, I may not do anything, but we cannot hide what's inside, and that's the vibration that people pick up from us. And so when we choose to see the positive, think positive, feel positive, that's the vibration I'm going to give up automatically. I can't hide it. And that's the attitude, a light attitude, a bright attitude, a positive attitude, an uplifting attitude, a one that inspires. We need people that inspire. We need people, more people to inspire. And this is what real leaders are. Real leaders are the ones who inspire us in a positive way to be the best that we can be, to pull out the potential from us. So I think those are some thoughts around how to create, how to maintain. Try to find slots of time in your day, slots of time to check and reflect, what has my state of mind been like, my thoughts, my feeling generally over the past 8 hours, 4 hours, 6 hours. And then you'll find we become a lot more conscious about the kind of food we entertain in our mind. When I want to feel good, I want to feel positive. I want to feel upbeat. I want to feel that goodness. Then I'm going to be mindful of the kind of things that I listen to, the kind of things that I surround myself with. I don't want, you know, we want to avoid people that are often moan or groan or depressed or are negative, because if I hear it, it goes in. If I see it, I take it in. And so we become more conscious, more selective, that I'm only going to feed my mind the best, most healthiest organic food. And so I'm conscious about what I'm reading, I'm watching, I'm seeing online. I want to give my mind the best food so it gives me the best return. I am investing in myself. I'm investing in my mental health. I'm investing in my inner health. I'm investing in making my inner sanctuary, my inner space, bright, light, and positive. I hope that answers the question.
Wow, thank you, yes. Here's another question. Have you ever had a situation where you haven't been able to see a silver lining? And how did you overcome?
Yeah, it's an interesting one. So some linings are not always, we can't see it straight away. Sometimes they take a long while to reveal themselves, actually. And then we say, you know, hindsight's a good thing with 20/20 vision. Ah, now I see, now I know, now I realize. And so, yes, if at a time I can't see the good in this, because I really, people face a lot of tough challenges. There's no getting away from it. We look across the globe, people are experiencing so much difficulty, you know, don't even ask. And those situations are not easy to find what is positive about this, what is good about this. But there's always a but. There's always something to appreciate, to be grateful for. And I don't think I highlighted this in the sharing earlier, so I'm glad for the question. There's always something that I can find to be grateful for, building up a sense of gratitude for the smallest of things. I'm still alive. I'm still breathing. I can still see. I can still smile. There is always something that I can appreciate and say thank you for. And that is a slither of a lining of something positive. So I find gratitude is a great quality to implement into our, particularly when situations are challenging, there's always something that I can step back and say, you know what? I'm really grateful for this. I appreciate that. I'm so thankful that at least this happened. And let me take a moment to really appreciate that aspect of gratitude. There are many things that maybe I take for granted. They're always there. And I feel they'll always be there. And so I don't see him or her. I overlook them. I overlook it. I take it for granted, but actually I can step back and have this attitude of gratitude. I develop an attitude of gratitude for the smallest of things. And when I develop this attitude of gratitude, you'll find that I'm going to attract in subtle ways positive things into my life. So there's always something, to answer the question, to come back to the question, there's always something that I can find to be thankful for. And if I find actually, well, there's nothing to be thankful for, and I think that's in very extreme circumstances, let me be the one to sow the seed of positivity in that situation. Let me plant a seed of positivity in that situation. So I become the light of positivity for the others that are around me. Others around me may not see it, but let me shine the light, strike the match, light the candle of positivity in that dark situation. So I give others a light, a hope, a way out, a different approach of managing the situation. I will stop there. I'm conscious of time.
Thank you very, thank you, very much, Louise. What an insightful hour, and very deep and meaningful. So thank you, Louise. There have been a number of thank yous online in the comments section. So many thanks from everybody participating. And I hope to see everybody during the week. Thank you.